Savannah Guthrie makes emotional plea to mother's captors. Today, host Savannah Guthrie pleaded in a video uploaded to social media Wednesday to anyone who may be holding her 84-year-old mother, asking for proof she is still alive while mentioning willingness to negotiate. "We are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated," Guthrie said in the video. "We need to know without a doubt that she is alive and that you have her." Meanwhile, detectives returned to Nancy Guthrie's Catalina Foothills residence to conduct follow-up work, according to a post from the Pima County Sheriff's Department on X. The department warned media that roadway restrictions may be implemented if traffic congestion continues. Nancy Guthrie vanished Saturday night after family dropped her off at her home following dinner. She was reported missing Sunday when she failed to appear at church. Authorities believe she remains alive but acknowledge urgency, as she requires daily medication to survive. Sheriff Chris Nanos told NBC News, "She's present. She's alive and we want to save her. No suspects have been identified." President Donald Trump spoke with Savannah Guthrie Wednesday and said he's directing federal law enforcement to help find her mother. In her emotional appeal, the NBC anchor described her mother as a woman of deep character. "Our mom is a kind, faithful, loyal, fiercely loving woman of goodness and light," Savannah Guthrie said. "She's funny, spunky. She has grandchildren that adore her and crowd around her and cover her with kisses." She acknowledged reports of a ransom letter, though she said she would like verification before proceeding. "We, too, have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media. As a family, we are doing everything that we can," Guthrie said. "We want to hear from you, and we are ready to listen. Please reach out to us." Multiple news organizations reported receiving what appeared to be ransom notes Tuesday and handed them to investigators. "Anything that comes in goes directly to our detectives who are coordinating with the FBI," the sheriff's department said in a post to X Tuesday. Investigators collected DNA evidence and submitted it for testing. Some results have returned but have not pointed toward any suspects, according to Nanos. The sheriff addressed public concerns about whether the kidnapping could be part of a larger pattern. "Is there somebody out there who's kidnapping elderly people in the middle of the night? Every night?" Nanos said Tuesday. "We don't believe that's the case. We believe Nancy was taken from her home against her will." Nanos indicated investigators obtained video from security cameras, though he declined to elaborate. Nancy Guthrie lived alone in the upscale neighborhood where homes sit far apart along winding streets with desert landscaping. Jim Mason, a longtime search and rescue commander for the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, explained that dense brush and vegetation obstruct visibility in desert terrain. "Some of it is so thick you can't drive through it," Mason said. Support poured in from across the country. Victory Church in Albany, New York, announced a $25,000 reward for information leading to Nancy Guthrie's recovery. "Me and my wife, we watch Savannah every single morning. We've heard of her faith. We've heard of her mom's faith. And she's got such a sweet spirit," Pastor Charlie Muller said. Savannah Guthrie was absent from the Today anchor desk Wednesday. NBC Sports confirmed she will not cover the 2026 Milan-Cortina Winter Olympics, as she focuses on being with her family during this difficult time. The television host grew up in Tucson and has credited her mother with holding the family together after her father died when Savannah was 16. "Our mom is our heart and our home. Her health, her heart is fragile," Guthrie said in the latest video. The Associated Press contributed to this report. From NTD News.